Newcomers to Canada are choosing careers in mining at a lower rate than careers in other sectors, according to a new report from the Mining Industry Human Resources Council, MIR. Yet it's a demographic that could help alleviate widespread labor shortages in an industry that is predicted to need 80,000 workers by 2030 to meet demand, as older workers retire and demand for metals balloons. The national organization, which works with industry to help identify labor market trends and develop solutions, presented its most recent findings during a January 25 virtual presentation hosted by the Canadian Institute of Mining, Metallurgy, and Petroleum, CIM. The report, Support for Newcomer Integration into Canada's Mining Sector, will be available on the MIR website shortly. Victoria Burney, MIR's Manager of Equity, Diversity and Inclusion, said immigrants are underrepresented across roles within the sector. Immigrants are just not choosing mining and or mining isn't choosing immigrants in the job market competition stage, Burney said. So we can conclude here that there are barriers here that are specific to the mining industry. At least some of that is explained by common challenges that newcomers face across industries, she said, including cultural differences, language barriers, and a general unfamiliarity with the local job market. Newcomers may not understand how to build their network of contacts, or they might not know how to look for job openings, or hiring practices in Canada could differ from those they are used to, Burney said. Overcoming these challenges often requires a combination of cultural adaptation, language enhancement, networking efforts, and access to support services, she said. And of course, employers and communities can play a crucial role in facilitating the integration of newcomers into the workforce by providing resources and creating inclusive environments. Want more business news from the North? Sign up for our newsletter. In its research, MIR wanted to pinpoint what support is currently available to mining companies and job seekers to more easily make the transition to the Canadian workforce, said Leslie Walkett, MIR's Director of Equity, Diversity and Inclusion. What MIR found is that there is a tangle of requirements and processes at multiple levels, federal, provincial, regional and local, that can be challenging to navigate for anyone looking to hire newcomers in Canada. At the federal level, for example, the Temporary Foreign Worker Program enables employers to hire foreign nationals on a short-term basis through various streams, whereas on a provincial level, employers can work through the Provincial Nominee Program to hire skilled international workers to fill a labor need. Regionally, there are labor market boards that gather relevant information, but often also facilitate networking and best practices amongst employers, community partners, and job seekers. These are often supplemented by local organizations providing ancillary services. Walkett noted that post-secondary institutions, as they draw in international students, are also making an impact on labor challenges. This is also creating some challenges, in terms of integration into communities, but it has a great opportunity in terms of flow into the employment market, she said. Patrick McKenzie, CEO of the Immigrant Employment Council of British Columbia, said newcomers need to be made aware of the opportunities the mining industry offers. Among the roles filled by his organization, one of 12 such groups across Canada, connecting job seekers with employers is key among them. Absolutely, there are jobs out there that require a very specific credential. But for 80% of the labor market, you don't. It's a skills question, McKenzie said. And so we want to work with employers to help them reframe what they're looking for. In the carpentry trade, for example, they could assess a newcomer's skills, laying a floor, roofing, pouring concrete, and find employers that have openings for people with those same skills, while also showing newcomers the pathway to become a fully qualified carpenter in Canada, McKenzie said. On its own website, MIR has tips for newcomers on how their training translates to the Canadian market, how to grow their professional networks, and even how to tailor their resume for the industry. 3 years ago, MIR launched a marketing campaign, We Need Mining, Mining Needs You, to boost awareness about the mining sector. It was originally targeted at youth, but Will Meyer, MIR's Director of Marketing and Communications, said it could also help newcomers see their value to the industry. Our awareness campaign showcases modern mining with the goals of raising awareness of mining and its profile, supporting industry HR, human resources, efforts, and making mining a career of choice, Meyer said. At the related website, miningneedsyou.ca, visitors can peruse more than 60 related careers. An interactive tool lets users explore 6 different mining work environments, including above and below ground, in processing plants, labs, offices and fieldwork. The career profiles themselves include the educational requirements, and salary ranges, and what you can expect and how you can succeed in any given career, Meyer said. There's even an interactive career quiz that enables users to gauge how they might fit into the industry based on their aptitude and interests, he added. It can match users with mining careers sorted by levels of education, fiscal demand and experience, and it's updated regularly as a user adds or removes career interests and skills to the profile, even laying out a pathway for advancement within a given career.